Cast Audio presents The Entertainer and the Dybbuk by Sid Fleischman.
The decision had to be made to annihilate every Jewish child and to make this people disappear from the face of the earth. This is being accomplished. Heinrich Himmler, chief hangman of the Nazi Holocaust and leader of the dreaded German SS squads in a 1943 speech. Strutting about like vultures in black uniforms, SS killers wore death skull insignias on their caps. Chapter 1. In the gray, bombed-out city of Vienna, Austria, an American ventriloquist opened the closet door of his hotel. Still in his tuxedo and overcoat, the Great Freddy intended to put away the battered suitcase in which he carried his silent wooden dummy. But there on the floor sat a gaunt man with arms folded across his knees, waiting. After a second glance, the Great Freddy realized it was a child, a long-legged child, with the hungry look of a street kid. In the deep shadows, the intruder glowed faintly, as if sprayed with moonlight.
Well, howdy,
said the ventriloquist, startled.
Waiting for a bus?
Waiting for you, Mr. Yankee Doodle, sir.
The entertainer, thin as a cornstalk from his native Nebraska, grinned and shucked his overcoat. Someone's idea of a prank, was this?
If you're under the notion that all Yanks are millionaires and an easy touch, you may go through my pockets. I'm just about broke. Tapped out, down to bedrock.
Fair! Who needs your money?
Asked the intruder.
I once saved your life.
You don't say.
Would I lie to you?
You're a mouthy kid,
the lanky American remarked.
I've never laid eyes on you.
Wanna bet? Sergeant?
Sergeant? The Great Freddy's cat green eyes narrowed as he peered into the closet. Confound this pest! How had he known that Freddy T. Birch, second-rate ventriloquist, had been in uniform? The big war in Europe had ended 3 years before. It was now 1948. Freddy's army haircut had long ago grown out. Now in his early 20s, he parted his hair in the middle and slicked it back, shiny as glass. What had tipped off this kid?
Lucky guess,
the entertainer said, finally. What was it with the boy's eyes? They were unnaturally bright, as if lit from within.
Who are you, a kid actor from one of the theaters? I know makeup when I see it. You're painted up white as Caesar's ghost.
I am a ghost.
Don't make me laugh.
Am I cracking jokes, Mr. Yank?
The Great Freddy, growing impatient, wanted to brush his teeth and tumble into bed.
Go haunt someone else. I can see your sharp elbows. Ghosts are wisps of fog.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Anyway, pal, I've never heard of a ghost in short pants.
Excuse me, there are lots of us.